And welcome back to the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Chet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined today by Washington senior Addison Six. Addison, congratulations. Thanks for joining me here today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, Addison, the team's been playing some pretty good ball as of late, winners of five of the last eight contests. So let's look back at the last couple weeks. What's the team been doing well?
We have just been working well together in practices. We have been working on our rotation and finding a strong rotation where we work well together. And I think it is slowly coming together. Mm-hmm. This year we have worked on being a team and us playing our own game, not worrying about what's happening on the other side of the court. And I think we are starting to figure that out, how we play together and what we can do with all of our different abilities.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pretty good start to the Southeast Conference season. Two games at home, Mount Pleasant, you started the year, and then what a fantastic win it was against Fairfield. First time beating them in a long time. So take me back to that match against Fairfield. How were you able to come out with the W?
We just played our game that first set, and we started off strong, which we normally start off a little slower just because that's how we like to play. But we started off strong that first set, and I knew after we came out with a big win in that first set, I knew that it was going to be a good night, and we were going to finish with another conference win against Fairfield. And that win felt very good because, as you said earlier, we have not beat Fairfield in a long time. And I don't ever remember beating them in volleyball or any other sports as well. So it was good to get a win against Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. An atmosphere was pretty incredible. The student section was there. It was loud and raucous. So it had been fun playing against a really nice crowd there last week.
Yes, it is nice that our students are coming out and supporting us. And not only are they just sitting there, but they are standing and cheering and getting our momentum built up. And they are a huge support for us, too, because they keep it loud and fun. And we just all want to be there and win, not only for us as a team, but for our classmates, for our parents and community members sitting in the gym watching or listening online somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk individual now. You're at 94 kills, really leading this offense of this year. What have you been able to do to make you successful thus far?
In the off season, I play on a tournament club, so I am still getting a lot of practice while being involved in other sports as well. So I play a lot of volleyball in my spare time, free time, and I just enjoy the game. I enjoy how it is playing at a high tempo, and it is full of ups and downs, but you just have to find a way to get the momentum back on your side and get that push going for your side.
Mm-hmm. If you had to pinpoint one part of your game that you think has improved the most over the years, what would that be?
My swing has improved a lot over the years because of my tournament team and just getting in all those extra swings. But my back row has improved a lot as well. When I was younger, I was not playing in the back row at all. I had a sub come in for me, and now last year I got to play all the way around towards the end of the season. And this year, playing all the way around, it is a lot of work, but I enjoy it. I am into the game more, and I think as the season goes on, I'll keep improving in all of my strengths and I'll get my weaknesses picked up as well.
Mm-hmm. Lexa Marsh, she's been the coach all 4 years at the high school level. What do you like about Lexa as the head coach of the Demons?
Lexa is a great person, and I love having her as my coach all 4 years throughout high school. She is a good person. She is always uplifting and wants us to do our best. But there is also times where she gets on us because she knows we can do better. So we should be pushing ourselves more. Mm-hmm. And she holds us accountable for what she knows we can do. And I think that's just what a team needs. We need a coach that can hold us accountable, a coach that can push us to do our best, mm-hmm. a coach that knows our abilities and that we can push ourselves further than what we are giving, and she does that for us.
Transition to a couple fun questions here for you, Addison. Do you have a superstition before every match?
Not really. A lot of my pregame stuff, it's here and there. We always listen to music, and on the bus rides, I listen to music. I get myself in the mode, ready to play this big game, whether it's a conference game or just a tournament. I get ready to play, and I just concentrate, and I know, I think about my roles on the team. What am I going to do to help the team get a win tonight?
What's the playlist look like? What's your favorite type of music?
Well, I enjoy country, okay. But for games, country is always the most uplifting, upbeat stuff. So it just kind of depends what my mood is and who's all with us. I know in the locker room we listen to a lot of rap and upbeat, loud music. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of depends.
Sure. Do you have a volleyball role model?
I do. My volleyball role models have been my tournament team coaches. They both played at UNI and were outstanding players. And they just see, they know what they're talking about, and they can lay it out for other people to understand as well. They pushed me in every practice. I played up on an older team, so I was an age group below everyone else I'm playing with. But they still pushed me to be at their age group and not mine.
Well, as we move forward, you know, it's still a while for before graduation, but you know what you want to do come next fall?
I plan to major in elementary education and get a coaching endorsement, and I hope to play volleyball at college. I just don't know where yet.
Okay. Why elementary education?
Both of my parents are teachers, and they have just kind of inspired me, and I love kids. I work at a daycare, and I have peer help in high school, and kids are just fun to be around, and I love helping them at the younger age.
Mm-hmm. Last question before I let you go here, Addison. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Every day before the match, I am drinking water. I constantly have a water bottle with me, and I think staying hydrated is a key. You need to be hydrated so you can move and function properly. Not only do you need water, but you need food. The night before a match, I always eat a good meal, whether it's pasta or whatever is on the meal plan for that night. I always have a good meal before. And then on the bus ride down, I always have some kind of energizing snack I can eat on the way.
Good stuff. Well, Addison, been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on a good start. Hope to keep things rolling.
Thank you.
That was Addison Six, a senior on this year's Washington High School volleyball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. We'll step aside and close things out on the PM Sports page next on KCII.